Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Monday, Monday.
Just another manic Monday.
Hello, campers. Remember, Monday is malaria day. That's why it's time to take that big orange pill and get ready for the Ho Chi Minh two-step.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Over the river and through the woods, my grandmother's cap I spy. Hurrah for the fun as the pudding done. Hurrah for the pumpkin pie.
Over the river and through the woods. You were reading my mind, Super Don. I was kind of thinking about that. Growing to grandma's house those times back, it was Thanksgiving time.
That's right.
It's Thanksgiving week.
That's right. It's time when we're supposed to go and be thankful and visit with our friends and relatives and eat good food, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, that was the Danny Kaye version you played.
I did, remember? Yes.
No, I don't know if anybody's old enough, because we got lots of kids that listen, and no adults anymore.
Right.
The Danny Kaye, going way back with the Andrews Sisters, singing about going to Grandma's house. By the way, welcome to Great Gobs of Gratitude Week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I got great big gobs of gratitude flowing. Actually, we started that yesterday on Sunday's broadcast, and we did a lot of food discussion. Why? Well, we had to build on last week's food discussion with Liam. We stepped into controversy like, oh, my gosh. But we're going to do it some more. We've got a lot more discussion to do to get to the heart of what kind of stuff should we be eating and how much. But in the meantime, if you're going to Grandma's house and you're flying, look out. The TSA wants your cakes and pies and cranberry sauce and gravy.
That's right.
They're going to confiscate them. And the question of the day, and this comes courtesy of Ron Paul. He asked how many questions? 32 different questions in his farewell address to Congress. Number 8 on the list, which I didn't cover yesterday. Why is the TSA permitted to abuse the rights of any American traveling by air?
That's right. That's right. You know, and it's insane the lengths that the TSA, the government, has had to go to make people feel like they're safe. You know, it always comes back to the question, we've had how many people? There's this great graphic that shows the number of people that have been searched, the number of people that have had to go through, you know, have their bladder bags burst open accidentally, and you know, people, old ladies in wheelchairs, and I mean, you name it. And there hasn't been a single terrorist that's been caught. And here we are now.
Mm-hmm.
It's November.
Right.
It's time to go see Grandma and Grandpa and visit and enjoy each other's company and have some nice food. And the TSA is letting us know, this is thanks to a story out of UPI, that you cannot bring gravy or cranberry sauce on the plane.
Yeah. When's the last
time? Now, why? Really? I mean, honestly, are we worried about somebody blowing up a plane with gravy?
I know. I'm just thinking, when was the last time that was even found in, like, a terrorist training manual?
Yeah, right?
The secret sauce. What's the secret sauce ingredient to our diabolical
plot? Well, you know, didn't you read that story where they raided the Al-Qaeda cell in Pakistan, and they found C4 and wires and kerosene and cranberry sauce? They had cranberry sauce there, Robert. You don't remember that story?
No, but didn't they find out it was because they actually just liked cranberry sauce?
Could be. I don't know if that would fit in with their diet. But yeah, believe it or not, I mean, there's actual entire list here with the TSA of things that you cannot bring on the plane. Among those things, we mentioned cranberry sauce, we mentioned gravy. Don't you dare bring any creamy dips, no peanut butter. Okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, please, 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 no salad dressing. That is dangerous stuff.
Wow.
I think if you mix that with the gravy, it might become explosive.
Yeah. Now, when I consider all the things I'm grateful for, I'm having a hard-pressed time saying I'm grateful for the TSA, much less the Department of Homeland Security, and taking that Ben Franklin quote about trading liberty for security and making it real, except the security is the false sense of security. Now, I guess I could say inadvertently or indirectly I'm grateful for TSA because some people are waking up because being groped and x-rayed and pornographically scanned may be finally enough for them to say, this is not what America is supposed to be all about. We are not supposed to be like the Nazi Germany, show me your papers kind of world or country, but we have rapidly declined into that since the false flag event of 9/11. 2001. And by the way, we were just at the Houston event. Of course, we're going to talk to Dr. Rasha Bitar. We're going to review the Advanced Medicine Monday event, which was so exciting. And we actually even talked about that. I had Liam Sheff's book, Official Stories, there. A bunch of the doctors got it. And nobody was at all dissuaded by that discussion as we brought economics and politics into healthcare and explain how things have devolved or moved so far from, let's say, freedom realities into the point where doctors no longer have, and for a long time haven't, by virtue of their license, which granted them special status, don't have the ability to take care of their patients the way, for instance, the good doctors we were connected with through advanced medicine seminars would like to do. So some of them have to be very cautious about what they say. Then that was another thing we talked about last week with Dr. Bittar. We'll have a little bit of follow-up on the private associations, the clubs, so to speak, because we mentioned that if you go to a dry county, you can't buy or sell or use alcohol. But if you have a private club in that dry county, you can circumvent that protection of the public standard ordinances to prohibit you from doing that. And so there are ways that we're developing to allow that freedom to heal come back in to the American people, all those who are ready to not be part of a nanny state. So that's something to be grateful for indirectly. How did that happen?
Where there's a will, there's a way. And fortunately, we're starting to see things. You know, it's like nullification. I mean, look at what happened in this last election. You know, with Washington State and Colorado, and with the various other states that realize that there are rights and there are powers that have been long forgotten that exist that allow you to be able to maybe flex your muscles a little bit and resist the intrusion by the federal government. I mean, how many states nullified Obamacare on their own, just as states?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
This awareness is growing.
Yeah, and that was a big question in my presentation. I certainly talked about gastrointestinal health at the seminar, but I also talked about political freedom, sovereignty on many levels, health sovereignty, and that was one of the issues that came up. How do we do this? It's overwhelming. It's daunting. And I said, you know, it should be unarguable at this point that the ballot box does not work. And I know that's still shocking for some people, that the vote is rigged, the game is rigged. And John Rappaport's been doing an incredible job with his articles covering Prop 37, how that vote was absolutely a scam and still is a scam. And then we got even the good guys on our side going, well, we lost, let's just come together, hold hands, and go on to the next state. What, so that there can be more vote scams? This is not the way you play it. These people lie, cheat, steal everything. And so when you want sovereignty, it's kind of like all of the symbolism of the people that signed on to we want to secede from the Union. It was pure symbolism, and I grant you that there's something important perhaps about that. Now, will it put your name on a list that Obama will start targeting you for indefinite detention or assassination? I'm not saying, but like I said, this has been happening throughout history in this way. You don't ask for permission. You don't petition. You stand your ground and you state your claim to your sovereignty, to your freedom. And this is something that I think people are realizing, but that yet again, remember the controversy last week when we covered the issue of secession? All of a sudden on the blogosphere or wherever it was in Facebook, all about racism. Everybody's a racist because they don't like Obama is black. Well, he's not fully black according to the lineage. And quite honestly, if you find any racist, you'll probably find some DNA from another race in their genetic lineage.
Well, Robert, though, come on, dude. I can't remember if we mentioned this yesterday on Sunday's show or not.
Yeah.
But listen, we just found out, as we mentioned last week, that we hit a record 1.2 million downloads. The word is getting out. Okay, the gates are open, and people are hearing what's going on here. They're learning the truth, and they're telling other people. And you know, like you were saying, you talked about those things. Have we mentioned the honored list that we are now a part of?
Oh,
on Twitter?
My goodness. Oh, yeah. This is great. We've really arrived now, my friends. I had a listener send to me an email of concern, or it was a Twitter. Yeah, RS Bell Media. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I never promote that. I don't know why. RS Bell Media. And they said, oh, my gosh, this crazy guy has added you to this list, and you need to get him to call it spam so they'll remove you. And Super Don and I, we looked at it, and in fact, we said, hey, man, this is cool. This is a badge of honor. In fact, it's publicity.
That's right, it is.
I'm not complaining at all here. We are now officially on the list of anti-science cultists and conspiracy dingbats.
Yay! We've arrived. We made it. We're here.
We've arrived. And it's time for Liam Sheff to arrive on that note, the conspiracy realist. We're going to talk more about the energy of food, so to get beyond the controversy, if it is all possible. We'll be right back, robertscadbell.com, saying thanks to you this great Gobs of Gratitude Week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell, wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in, and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it. Immediately, it changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
In case you missed yesterday's show on the GCN Network, the Robert Scott Bell Show, I had Christopher Barr, not a doc, and we had a great discussion furthering the energetics of food and the vegan versus paleo primal and all of the controversy surrounding it. And I would urge you to go back and listen to that because Chris and I, neither of us, to my knowledge, have a dog or a tofurkey in the fight. So it was just a great discussion of it. And I think the discussion's good. And I think also what I learned in my early upbringing was that food was only about if it was fast, cheap, easy, and tasty. And there was an MSG in it. And that was it. Until I woke up and went, wait a second, all of that poisoned me. And I had to make a different choice, a lot of different choices. Part of what I was learning early on was a little bit about macrobiotics. I didn't go whole on to macrobiotics, but as I've said, my mentor got me onto a vegetarian diet for quite some time, and it helped me tremendously to detoxify. And then there were transitions where I went back to meat consumption, and then there was a transition I went back to vegetarianism, and there was a transition I went raw. And, it's just the nature of my nature is to try things, see how they do, pay attention, and move on. But I don't overly get, attached to anything I've done other than the concept of organic or clean for me is very, very important. And maybe somebody says, oh, you're too attached to that. Maybe. You know, I sat at a meal in Houston with others there, and I didn't eat. I brought my own food. And people don't understand that, but I've been too miserable in my young life not eating clean to go back to eat not clean. So anyway, that's just my treaties now. And I've asked Liam Sheff to come back on to share some of his experiences since we waded into controversial territory last week on the show. Liam, you still there? You got your vegetarian flak jacket on? What's up?
Yeah, well, I don't wear a vegetarian flak jacket because, I mean, that's not my dog in the fight. I never easily identified as a vegetarian, and I've never easily identified as a vegan.
Yes.
Even though I've eaten both of those ways, my principal way of eating was based on something I studied that was based in Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, bits of Taoism, but a lot of ancient wisdom, and it's called macrobiotics, but I approach it loosely because I had already been through enough in life, and don't miss this point, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'd already been through enough in life that I didn't need any more gurus. I didn't need any more. I'd had enough of that, and I needed to figure things out for myself. So when I got into studying it, I was heartened that the principal teaching was non credo, which in Latin means I do not believe. In other words, what you have to do is try, and study. And then you figure it out slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I came on last week after having a big fight on the FBI social network with a guy who just seemed, frankly, just attacking, kind of crazy to me, telling me he was going to prove and demonstrate and ruin me for not believing that soy was evil, grains were bad, I don't know, vegetarians are worthless or it's a terrible thing to do or something like that. And I said, well, let's now I have to go back and look at Weston Price and Sally Fallon, and I have to look at the primal or paleolithic diet programs. And I have been, and I have before. I've gone deeper again, and I've come up with a number of interesting results, Robert. Ready?
No, I'm not. No, I don't want – okay, all right. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Well – the fight went on. I found, number one, that people who feel even slightly slighted by this apparently have no... All right. A lot of people in this lose their sense of humor. They lose their sense of balance. Some people were just sure that I was terrible. I got emails, Liam, you're terrible, and you're stupid, and so on.
Well, this is what sort of stunned me about it, and I even referenced this at the Advanced Medicine Seminar, that wading into controversies like vaccines or AIDS and the whole HIV controversy we've covered for years, it used to be met with a lot of derision and anger and indignation and, yeah, not a lot of humor. That's true. And I did not expect that in the vegetarian versus paleo primal perspective. Now, it seems to be that there are personalities involved. There are individuals that have been, to some degree, I'd say in a positive sense, respected for what they have done, but maybe revered a little too much in certain areas. But people felt attacked. And I didn't know that there was an attack going on by just questioning. And I like questioning things. Even I like to be questioned. But I was not prepared for it. I'll be honest with you, Liam. It overwhelmed me. What was the response there?
Well, look, some people were very nice, and of course, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So if I had two or three loud complainers, I also had about 5 to 8 to 10 people telling me, "I'm glad you did that." I got private emails. "I'm glad you did that." My husband eats a steak, a plate-sized steak, and yells at me, he pinches me if I eat rice. And I said, "Well, you better talk to your husband about that. It's not my problem." But still, it was interesting to get that note. Another one from, and there were some very balanced people saying, "Well, nobody in Sally Fallon, Weston Price should be knocking anybody else. I've learned good things there. And the truth is, now we eat a lot less meat than we used to, and we're kind of closer to vegetarian." And I sort of shrugged my shoulders and went, "Well, then you're sort of on the same page as I am in the sense that you're paying attention to your body." I got another couple of notes from, some Weston Price, former Weston Price people, and I'll be talking with one on the air next week when you're away for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have terrible migraines, couldn't figure out how to, my body kept gaining weight, even though and the Weston Price people said, eat more liver, eat more kidneys, eat more liver. I was sicker and sicker, crying with migraines. Okay. Then, becomes more or less a clean liver cleaning, green foods, lighter, what I'm going to call a more yinizing or a more detoxifying diet. I'll explain that soon. And guess what? The migraines go away. Everybody feels better. You know, start eating some carbohydrates. Well, what carbohydrates aren't prohibited in the Weston Price diet, but it's confusing because the Sally Fallon Brigade says, she writes, you know, she's acting as an apologist in the Christian sense of apologetics for Weston Price, who says, fill up on grains. And then she says, don't eat too many grains. So it's a religious group. I can't say it any other way because it's not dietary. I'm sorry, it's not. You can write me your hate mail, but it's not a purely dietary movement in any way. Because if it were, they wouldn't be attacking vegetarians or vegans on such shaky ground, and Sally Fallon wouldn't be defended for telling people to soak grains. I'm sorry if it bursts your bubble, but I don't remember. I've been soaking grains forever because one of the first lessons I learned in becoming, you know, a whole foods person was soak your grains, sprout your beans. I don't have a statue of the person who told me to do it.
Well, look, this is the thing. I wanted to get into the energetics of food because I think that's the important thing that's lacking in my upbringing as a Westerner or even an American. I just have to say that I grew up, food was a consequence. Oh, you got to do it. You got to eat. Let's see. What can we get fast and quick, and how convenient can it be? We were marketed and public relationed into believing things that were so far from even our own ancestors here in the West, even in America. It was a whole different realm or viewpoint on food, and we had just been marketed away from that. And I guess the question is, did we go so far in that direction that then there was a rebound into the hippie 60 kind of thing and vegetarianism, that there was a rebound that way, that somebody rebounded this way and said, I look at this, and I was thinking about this too, Liam, about the excesses of the West and materialism and gluttony even. No matter which way we go, if we go all the way in and then make the claim that it's the right thing for everybody, and how many times have diet books come about? Whether it be, I don't care what side of the equation, if there is a side of equation, it is, that seems to be there's this, I've discovered something that's really worked great for me, and suddenly it's great for everybody the same exact way. Where's the metabolic individuality?
Where's the metabolic individuality? Right. I take all your points, and I know I believe I get a second segment today, and we'll talk. I want to talk a little about five energy theory, which is a subtler, I think, more generous way, more reasonable way to talk about food than you have to eat an animal's organ. Well, you don't have to eat animal organs. I think that was misunderstood. I talked about being in Asia, and I said there they cut up the whole animal and put it on display. I didn't say that was better for you. I just said it was more honest. Because factory farming here hides the nastiness that we do. So I was more comfortable knowing that people knew what they were eating. Now, when you eat an animal organ, you eat the body part of something that was meant to clean blood, you know, before it becomes urine, before it dumps into the, you know, becomes feces. You're eating a cleaning organ, which is sort of questionable, but what you're also eating is an organ that concentrates what? The nutrients that the animal got from what? Grass or seeds. So you're eating a vegetarian for the most part. You know, eating carnivores is very, very bad for you. That should tell you something. You don't have to be a vegetarian, but you don't have to eat a liver every day. You know, you can get the nutrients that you need from small animals, from grains, beans, vegetables.
But I think that's the point, Liam. If you're not getting it from those sources, then, you know, you make that decision, or whether it's conscious or unconscious, and you become like the king of the jungle, the lion that is the alpha male, as I mentioned, goes in and eats those organs first, and everybody else gets the pickings of the, for instance, the muscles and other areas that don't have the concentration of nutrients. Now, we're not the same as the lion. I mean, the human being is a little different, I know, but it's just the principle, I guess.
Well, we're very different than the lion, and this matters. And this is the mistake. You have to be very mistaken when you make metaphors and comparisons. We're not a lion. We have a 24-foot gut, or 30-foot gut, maybe if you include the long colon. We have a transverse switchbacking intestine and colon. Now, I've seen on paleo blogs saying that fiber is unnecessary in the enemy, and people on the paleo thing. Now look. I understand there are all kinds of Weston Price people, and there are a lot of gentle ones, and I really enjoyed talking with you, and there are all kinds of paleo people who are essentially not, they really don't even they wouldn't qualify to the hardcore paleo people as paleo people. So if it's a, if you're getting really, really wound up because you're not in this description, I apologize. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people who are screaming at me. And they're representing you. And by the way, I can find chapter and verse for all of this on paleo blogs, on Weston Price web page.
Well, and to your point, Liam, though, you're not broad brushing everybody is doing this. We're just referencing that it exists. It's out there. And I want to be able to talk about it. I want to lead into the five energies. We got another minute before we go to break here, though, to continue. You mentioned the transverse colon. There's a lot of hairpin turns for those of you who love racing sports cars through your small intestine and colon. But the question is, why is it that way? How is it different from the lion, which has a lot less?
So we absorb food over a day. We absorb it a little more slowly. The lion has a couple of feet. It jets the meat through a highly acid bath. You know, that's what carnivores do. They get rid of it quickly. Meat, flesh, has no fiber. So I'm looking at these paleo blogs saying fiber is the enemy, saying, well, the reason you're not going to the bathroom very much, because people are saying, I'm not going to the bathroom very much. Is that bad? Am I constipated? I don't seem to be going to the bathroom. Well, actually, you're using all of the food you eat. No, you're not. You will have a bowel movement eventually. But the problem is that without fiber, it's moving very slowly through your lung and
Wait, you're saying you read a blog that said if you're not going as frequently because all you're doing is eating meat, it's because you're using it all and there's nothing to come out?
I've seen several paleo, you know, these large with, you know, highly populated paleo prime, whatever it's called, blogs saying, it's okay, you use all of the meat. You can digest all of the tendons and all this. Well, you can digest some of it. But if you talk about digesting pure protein, you're back in a nitrogen cycle and you're going to have biological problems. Now, that Americans, look, let's back off from the very specific part and get to the overview. Americans have been fed an excessive diet for 60, 50 years, something like that, since the beginning of Levittown factory farming after World War II, feedlots opened. We've been eating more meat than anybody on earth has ever eaten except the most, except King Henry VIII of England.
Hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? We've been living like aristocrats.
Yes. No, that was the point of the simple diets of the villagers. Right. And this is something that even Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathic medicine, developer over 200 years ago, discovered when he was initially in the German peasant population and how he established the rules for homeopathy among those who had, you know, lived, worked a hard life and they lived clean lives. And if they had animal proteins, it was more of a delicacy. And they had acute diseases when they had problems. They were sudden onset and they can be remedied very quickly. Whereas he went to France. The aristocracy there were into excess. They could consume alcohol to excess. They were, for the first time, I guess, in a lot of recorded history, eating a lot of refined flours, refined sugars, refined carbohydrates, and, of course, had the ability, through the pheasant hunt season, whatever, to eat a lot of animal protein, and they were suffering other diseases he called diseases of a wrong lifestyle, chronic disease. Again, I'm not here to say never eat meat. I am not a vegetarian. But I guess we're talking about being conscious of your needs. That's all. That's why it shouldn't be offensive to anybody, this discussion, in my humble opinion. I just don't find it offensive that we're discussing it and talking about it. And that's where I want to go next segment. I know you're with me, Liam, to do the five energies if we can quickly.
Let's jump through that hoop.
All right. Stand by. Say thanks to our sponsors. The Robert Scott Bell Show is rocking the Nutritional Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Pitar will be with us after the top of the hour. And we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed.com. seed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So now we're about to jump into the benefits of drinking 5-hour energy drinks. No, that's not right. 5 energies. You have a new article out, by the way, on the 5 energy theory. I don't know how simple we can make this because it's been hard for me, even as a Westerner, to really understand the whole idea of energy and food. Although as a homeopath, I've embraced it more and more over the years, of course, and acknowledge it. But the 5 energies, what's this all about?
It's not the 5 flavors of the... What were those little hard candies that came in a tube?
Skittles, maybe?
No, they came in a tube. They came in a paper. And
Smarties.
No. It was bigger than that and hard.
What was it? Did they have a Pez dispenser?
Lifesavers.
Oh, Lifesavers. Okay, see, now you've revealed all the different nasty things I did as a kid. Thanks a lot, Liam.
Sure. Well, Look, it seemed like I was banging on paleos and Weston Price people, and I was a little, because some of what you're doing doesn't make sense. I'm sorry if you don't like me saying that, but it's not really a free country, but I'm still going to sort of invoke that to say it. You guys beat up on vegetarians, you guys beat up on a lot of people, and you say things like you have to eat more meat and no carbohydrates. One of the things the paleos like to say is that, and I had to kick a guy off my Facebook thing because he's just crazy, he was telling me how grains are poisonous. Well, look, grains are about, there's nitrogen in air, and if you try to breathe nitrogen and no oxygen, you die, but there's nitrogen in air. It's actually more nitrogen than oxygen. So in other words, life is imperfect and we are exposed to toxins all the time. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? To eat a grain is like saying that having any nitrogen in the air is poisonous.
No, listen, yesterday, and I urge you to listen to yesterday's broadcast with Chris Barr, we talked about this very issue. how indeed we can eat grains, how we've been eating them for thousands of years, how they're written about. But it's different and distinct from what's happened in the 20th century in particular, where we refined the grains. And also we hybridized and now genetically modify them, and they're loaded with pesticides and on. So even soaking them and cooking them or whatever you want to do to make it, it's not enough. We got to go back to some of these things that actually had grain integrity.
Well, buy organic grains, soak them, sprout them, cook them. Buy organic grains, soak them and cook them with a wedge of lemon or lime or apple cider vinegar. That's how the Japanese make their sushi rice. It's not as complicated as people think. Now, if you have grain issues and allergies, I'm not making fun of you or denying that you do. You do. I believe you. Eat quinoa. Eat a little more oil, but you can't live on oil and protein because you'll develop ketosis. You'll develop kidney problems. You can't do it in the long run. You just can't. So that's just another thing I wanted to point out. If we think of food as nothing, and it's what's in the article, as a rough collection of three things, sugars or carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, we've totally misunderstood how life works. In my opinion. Now, if you look at the Asian philosophies of food, from Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, macrobiotics, that sort of thing, what you find is that food was observed to have a number of different principal energies. And those were divided metaphorically into fire, wood, metal, water, and earth. And each of these elements, the five that I mentioned, it's in the article, I'm not trying to make it too complicated, have a corresponding flavor. And the five principal flavors in food are sour, sweet, pungent, which is hot, like spicy, bitter, and salty. Again, sour, sweet, pungent, bitter, and salty. And then you have to look at the quality of the food you're eating. So your body needs all of these. If you're just eating meat, meat and spices, you're missing some of these. You're probably missing bitter. If you burn meat, it'll be bitter, but it's not the right kind. That's carcinogenic bitterness. Blackened meat will be bitter. Ground coffee will be bitter, but the kind of bitter that's good for you are dandelion greens, mustard greens, collard greens, kale. Cruciferous vegetables are slightly bitter. You know, things that are sour that are good for you, you know what they are. Things that are sour that are bad for you are Skittles.
Now, I just be honest, I never was into Skittles. Just give me a little credit here. Never into Skittles. The other stuff, okay, I was.
What's the stuff we used to eat? Sweet tarts. Why are they sour, though? Citric acid, still.
Yeah, I remember the sweet tarts, yeah. I don't know how I had any teeth, considering the kind of upbringing I had.
But if you get, I know what you mean. Fluoride is the answer. Don't get me wrong, but that's why we have teeth, because our diets were so bad. You know, the fluoride killed a lot of the crap in our mouths, but it was poisonous too. The way, if you look at food as a combination of, well, I just need protein, you're missing the point. You can't just live on protein. That's why I'm banging a little bit on these programs. If you just say, well, I need protein and fat, and I'll just drink raw milk. You know, I got a note from a raw milk supporter, not able to drink the raw milk on a break from it. Why? Because of a light respiratory issue that wouldn't go away. And I said, that makes sense, because milk in Chinese medicine, in macrobiotics, you analyze it, has properties. It's either cooling, warming, drying or moistening, or rising and descending. These are six major properties. And milk is a little bit ascending and cooling and mucus forming. Well, you keep drinking milk, even raw milk, you're going to end up with some mucus problems up in your respiratory system. Well, everybody knows that. You know that instinctively. So the people in the Western price thing say, oh, you just need more milk. Oh, you have a cold, just drink more milk. Sorry, it doesn't work that way.
I haven't personally run into that. But then again, I haven't delved so much into any of the dogma per se, other than the general principles, and acknowledge that, you know, we even discussed the Cooksey thing with Chris yesterday, how the compensation for all of the kind of crap food that he had eaten his whole life, just like I was, standard American diet, refined foods, etc. I never got into diabetes. I was hypoglycemic, yes. But how what he's doing is has gone the other way, and so far he's compensated. He's exercising like crazy, but as I mentioned, be on the lookout for certain things, and that's the point of this, going to excess in any one arena. But there are successful let's say, those that do consume meat and that do well, that I think understand the principles of energy and make conscious decisions about how they're interacting with this.
Well, but don't kid yourself. It's a short. This is a short-term program for Americans. You know, look, we are used to eating a lot of meat, and I think that the Weston Price and even the primal or paleo movement. By the way, the paleo movement is, you know, founded by nobody who's a paleontologist, and one of the guys is, you know, PhD in essentially phys ed. And I think that they should be a little gentler in their proclamations. You know, the paleo thing's all over the map. That you can find blogs and people saying, oh, I eat paleo and I'm a raw vegan. I'm like, well, how are you I don't even understand what you just said. You know, I eat paleo and I eat nothing but meat. Well, I eat paleo and I include a lot of potatoes. Well, so there's no clear definition there. There's no clear working definition. So I don't know what it is. You know, it's not really one thing. People make it up as they go along. The other problem with the Paleolithic idea is that we don't have any Paleolithic anything left anymore. There's nothing left. None of the animals that you can eat, unless you go catch mice and wild game, are Paleolithic. And I don't know if you want to live that way, but we are farmers at this point. We have been for a long time. So don't be afraid of potatoes and root vegetables.
Well, no. It's Paleolithic light. Anheuser-Busch had to come out with that. Come on.
People talk about yin and yang, and we used to draw that figure on our textbooks and notepads in high school. There's a principle in Asian medicine and life called the yin and the yang, or yin and yang, as we say in America. It's yin and yang. It's the black and the white half circle, looking like fish sort of winding around each other. They represent two qualities of the universe. One is expansion. One is contraction. Life is both expansive and contractive. Food has those same principles. It expands or it contracts primarily. Meat is contractive. Vegetables tend to be more expansive. Leaf vegetables are more expansive than root vegetables. Root vegetables wind downward. They get tighter. Seeds are kind of contractive, but they're less contractive than actual meat, which can literally contract and make a large bony animal move across the plain. So you have to look at what you're eating in terms of, is this going to add contractive or that's tightening energy providing, but also tension making or relaxing, that is releasing of energy, dissipating of toxins, you know, that sort of thing. Which kind of energy am I getting? If that were in the American conversation, I think that everybody would be a little more sane. They'd say, well, of course you can't eat meat all the time. You can eat it sometimes, but you can't eat it all the time because it's always contractive. It's always going to make your organs and your muscles and your body contract. And you know people who eat a lot of beef because, honestly, they seem kind of contracted, don't they? They seem, you know, they believe what they believe and they won't believe anything. You know those people, like, I just eat steak. Okay, we know it. You know a raw food vegan because they can't seem to keep their feet on the ground. Because they're too expanded. They're too expansive. They're too relaxed. They're not earthbound anymore. Expansion and contraction are principles that you really have to be looking at when you're talking about a healthy diet. You know, once you're away from GMOs, once you're away from the toxic foods, very hard to do these days. It's a pain in the But if you're not looking at these qualities, you're not understanding what you're eating.
This is such an important thing to bring out. I think that's the point. Hopefully we can get beyond those that are looking or feeling attacked by this. Because, listen, we can't generalize to everybody, but we got to get principles out there. And that's what I think I'm trying and we're attempting to do. You're doing it well. Read the article about the food as energy, energy as food. Everything is energy. And all I'm asking for anyway is more consciousness in these choices, not to diss anybody for their choices, but just asking for a little make them in as much full consciousness as possible. And it's maybe too much to ask because much of the population, most of them that don't listen to this show are fairly unconscious about these choices, still haven't been exposed to this kind of information. And it's radical. That's why it concerns me in trying to even simplify the idea of the five energies. You know, can we do it? Is it possible? Yes, some people are getting it, I realize, but, you know, others may only hear what they want to hear.
We can't do it in a half segment, but we can do it on other shows. But
no, this is an ongoing thing, Liam. That's why I wanted to have you back on. I mean, the reality is it really struck me last week, and I wanted to go deeper than the controversy. to talk about these things. That's why I had Chris on the weekend. Not to say we're going to answer it and solve it in one day or 1 hour or whatever, but this is an ongoing discussion I think that we're being asked to do. I'm certainly asking to do it.
Yeah, me too. And hopefully this is clarified a little, that it's actually about going towards something. If I started out by pointing at some of these current, what I consider slightly faddish diets, or the Weston Price thing, which I think has, really religious overtones, which I don't knock, but I just acknowledge that's really what it's about in many ways. The good things are there, but, you know, there's a religious kind of quality that gets, that confounds the dietary principles. It's not just about knocking that, but I can't help but to make an analysis of that on the way.
Yes.
The underlying reality is we don't understand food in this culture. Food is energy. Energy is, we can make an analysis of it in the expansion and contraction of matter and material that we put into our bodies that affects our bodies. You eat all meat all the time, contract. You lose a little bit of weight for a little bit of time. Then your kidneys fail. Then you're going to have a lot of problems.
And listen, Liam, you're not saying that's going to happen overnight either, because everybody's different in their metabolic ability to transform and overcome a lot of something. But those energies associated with those minerals that may or may not be there, those metabolic functions over time, depending on your constitution, that's why it's the always thing. It's an individual metabolic, I'd say even decision at that point. Can we alter our metabolism? Yes, by what we do, by what we believe, by what we think, by what we eat. But also, as we said, energy is food, food is energy. These choices are impacting, much like we've discussed even choices of music medicinally. And so that's the discussion. We're going to do more of it, but we're out of time for now, Liam.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm not making any predictions for anybody specifically. I'm only talking in general metabolic and then energetic terms. So yeah. You can write me your angry notes, but please look up Five Energy Theory, Yin and Yang, Contraction and Expansion. See if you can plug it into what you're doing now and actually have a better grasp of where you're going.
Read up on it and send us some more vitamin L. We're hoping that it's coming out through the airwaves right now. So thanks, Liam. Check it out online. RobertScottBell.com. The links are up. And 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Going to wrap up this hour, and then we'll get to Dr. Bitar for some more Advanced Medicine Monday. Stand by for that and more.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Dr. Rajan Buttar coming up after the break at the top of the hour. But before then, we have got to revisit this infamous list we have now become part of. How proud are we? Anti-science, what are we got? I mean, what is... This is another one of those atheist, reductionist, materialist losers that love to pick on people who actually believe and utilize natural medicine, energy, homeopathy. This is a great list to be on. We're listed with the Brzezinski Clinic now.
That's right.
Awesome.
That's right. This is an exclusive list. And like I said, we didn't apply for this. We were just awarded this all of a sudden. 338 members of this list.
Wow.
And we all are apparently, as you said, anti-science cultists and conspiracy dingbats. Now, Robert, listen. What? We are not anti-science. We're anti-BS science.
Junk science.
We're anti-corrupt science. We're anti-medical industrial complex serving, you know, twisted and spin master numbers science. Okay? We're into the real science. And the people that they put on this list, I mean, listen, here's this guy is just horrible. Listen to this guy. He's a proud father of three kids, thankful husband to Melissa, and a chiropractor. He's a consultant, dreammaker. I mean, really? What a horrible guy that is.
But look, he sounds
like a serial killer to me.
Remember Jake Crosby, the contributing editor to The Age of Autism?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Wow.
Call 911, quick.
Right. They got Capital Drugs out there in Los Angeles, which is a pharmacy that actually carries homeopathic medicine and herbal medicine. All kinds of homeopaths are on this list.
Yeah, apparently this doofus here does not like homeopathy because there's lots of people on here that are into or practice homeopathy.
They even list the Vitamin Shop. This is like one of the biggest...
The Vitamin Shop?
Yeah, one of the biggest chains of natural products around the country.
Yeah, that's like a chain, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's
Major
huge.
Chain around the country?
It's huge. I know.
Listen, I think this is great. I want to think, who is this guy? This guy on Twitter. His name is Anarchic Teapot.
Yeah, he's going to love this publicity.
I think it should be Anarchic Crackpot.
Yeah,
well, is what it should be. But he has decided to put us on this list on Twitter. And you know what? Do you remember when we used to talk about the HIV thing when they used to single us out and call us denialists?
Yeah, of course, of course.
If you remember, we embraced that term, denying. You know, I mean, listen, our forefathers, the patriots that started this country, the Declaration of Independence, those people would have been called denialists.
Yeah, they denied the power of the crown over them. They're denialists.
That's right. That's right. And so we embraced that, and we managed to flip that around on the nutballs that, you know, want to go out there and try and single us out and make us bad people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we ought to do the same thing with this. I think this is an honored list, and I think we ought to, why not? Let's talk to some of these people that are on this list, since we're all in this exclusive country club now.
Yeah, it's nice. By the way,
hey, let's celebrate this wonderful honor that we've been given.
By the way, the health ranger, of course, Mike Adams on the list, Dana Ulrich,
hey,
who we featured on this show, is on. So we have featured some of the anti-science dingbats. I mean, this is great. The Alliance for Natural Health International.
Dr. Craig Oster. He's a friend of ours on Facebook.
Yep. Yeah. And by the way, the Alliance for Natural Health has some of those brilliant scientific minds involved in it. And if they're on the list, you know we're in good company. But this is basically another play of a guy who just can't handle the fact that energy exists. and that there's more to life than what he can have a pharmaceutical, industrial complex, government, media complex fund into existence. He wants more drugs. He wants more vaccines. We'll give it to him. But not right now. We got to take a break. Dr. Rasha Batar is going to join us. We've got a lot to talk about from the Advanced Medicine Seminar. We're going to be healing some lymphatic stuff. Who knows where else we go, but it'll be a blast with Dr. Batar. So stand by for that. In the meantime, great big gobs of gratitude to you and our sponsors here. Thank you so much. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can
I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know your Monday wouldn't be complete with a little advanced medicine, or without it. We're not going to do without it, because Dr. Bittar is back. We're both back from the advanced medicine seminar. Just happened in Houston. And man, oh man, we got stuff to talk about. Next one's coming up in Phoenix. We'll preview that. But it is time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bittar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Bittar, what a great, great time we had again.
It was fantastic, Robert. It was really, really fantastic.
Well, going to Houston, of all places, you think it would be just drawing people from the Texas region? I mean, we're reasonable guys. I mean, we do it. We travel for these things. But how much can we expect of people? They're not going to come from all over the world, are they?
Well, you know, that's what was amazing about that. I mean, I actually thought that yourself and myself would be the furthest traveling people.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it wasn't.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah, we had people from everywhere.
I know. I met a doctor from Italy. What a cool guy he was. And man, he was drawn into this thing and was an active participant as well. And I, like I said, the message that we're trying to get out, that we are getting out, it's better than trying, we're doing it, is reaching, if there are corners on the globe, we're reaching them.
Well, you know, Robert, it's true that people are getting the message, but something my dad taught me a long, long time ago when I was probably a teenager, early teenager years, he said that truth will always resonate and mm-hmm. it will attract those that seek truth. And that's exactly what we're experiencing. All over, people are finding the message wherever they are. It doesn't matter whether they're across an ocean.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the message, and that's what's really cool. I mean, when you told me that the Robert Scott Bell Show has had 1.2 million downloads just in the month of October, that was amazing, and that doesn't include what's at Medical Rewind. That doesn't include a number of other areas where people can access the show. So obviously 1.2 million downloads, something's happening somewhere.
Yeah, and to bring it up, I don't bring it up to pat myself on the shoulder any more than what we do, which is exciting every week. And of course, the people that came, they never miss an Advanced Medicine Monday. And, you know, some of these people are saying they were downloading it onto their iPods. They're listening at work. And one of the guys came up to me, just says, my wife will listen only when I start laughing out loud because she's so busy. And when I start laughing, she's like, oh, what do they say now? And then they come back. So the humor is so important, also important, because there's so many things that are, yes, are serious and intense. But as we said, we had fun together, and that was a big part of all of this. And that happened in Philadelphia, it happened in Houston, and it's going to happen in Phoenix in a couple of months. So make your plans now. Also, there was a listener that came all the way from Idaho by car. She came from Idaho to Houston to be here. She said she'd probably go to the next one as well.
Yeah, 33 hours she drove, apparently. And she said that she was going to actually come with some of her horses, because she had some ranching stuff to do in Houston, but that changed, and she still came just for the show, just for the Advanced Medicine Seminar. And, you know, that's just such a compliment. I mean, that is truly the best compliment somebody can give you. If they drive 33 hours one way mm-hmm. to just come for a seminar, I can't imagine the I mean, the cost of the seminar is $55. She spent probably 10 times that in gas and hotel, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's...
Yeah, just for that Saturday event for all the non-docs. And, of course, the doctors were... And, you know, this was one of the questions that I get very often, Dr. Bittar, and we've even answered it occasionally on the air here. How do I find a good doctor? And I'm telling you, come to the Advanced Medicine Seminar, because not only will Dr. Bittar be there, but others that he's trained that have come through the training and others that are going to get it. So you'll find the people that are aligned in mission and in passion and integrity that want to really do the right thing. And we saw people struggling too, even at the end with the questions that they were asking showed me that there were a lot of constructs that they come in with that they're trying to break out of, right? We remember when we were being the Q&A and they were asking us about, but one doctor said this and another doctor said that. I loved your answer. You know, that you have to be the one that discerns between them, because they're all so confused about all the experts saying this and another expert saying this, and how can they all be right?
Right. It was funny because when the individual that wasn't a doctor that asked that question, and when he started apologizing, and Tasha stepped in, if you recall, and said that he's not yelling at you. That's because he's so passionate about it. I guess she had to align them, because when he started apologizing, because it was alien to me. Why is he apologizing?
Yeah, I didn't
know. And
Tasha
picked up on that, and she's very intuitive. So it was that was interesting. What was another thing that was interesting to me was that if you remember the when we were standing in lunch line, if that one guy turned around and I didn't know who he was, but he was an attendee of the conference, and he said, "It feels like I'm just sitting in my office. It's Monday afternoon, and I'm listening to you guys."
Yes, that's right. That was great. And you know, that's another thing that was almost overwhelming to me. When people come up and, you know, you're there all the time with them, and we can't meet everybody. That's why I love also the fact that we're getting out there to do this, is we're putting faces to the listeners, and they're also putting faces to us. They might have seen our picture, but to see us interacting in real time and in all these subjects. And, you know, Jim Hover, great guy, was there, and all of the discussion that was happening is always seemingly so complimentary. It builds on everybody builds on everybody else. But yet at the end, when somebody was confused by all of the different doctors that have this and this report says this, and you go back and right to where it belongs, right to the person who should know more about their bodies than any doctor could ever. No matter how much expertise we have to defer to the people. What is your experience? And really trying to bring that power back to them, like we do every week here.
It's just a message at the end of the show every time that you say the power to heal is yours, and that's exactly what this is about. You know, the seminar is not supposed to be about us talking to people. It's supposed to be about us helping people to understand that the power to heal is really theirs, giving them the information that they need to take themselves out of the realm of victim.
Mm-hmm.
And did you notice how many people had a victim mentality? Like when that guy was asking about the question about the treatment aspect, and I gave him a very, very short, extremely abbreviated answer on purpose, and then Dr. Harvard went into the long 5-minute answer, and then I came back and I said, "That's the difference." You know, Dr. Harvard's a close friend of mine, but I said, "I'm not going to give you that, because that's not what you need right now." Because after the fourth or fifth or tenth word that Jim said, you know that person was only hearing blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Because the reason for his question was not because he needs that information that he is superficially asking for, because he doesn't even understand or register that information. Do you think he registers why you're going to do the lymphatics first and which IV you're going to do? I mean, you know, MT3 and then MT7. He doesn't even know what the MTEs are. How can he even relate or comprehend that? What he was asking was for hope. What he was asking for was a lifeline. And it came became very clear, did it not, Robert, that after I gave him the very short answer, and then Dr. Harvard gave him the long answer, and then I came back and I gave him the short answer again, and I told him that that's not what he was looking for.
Yes.
What he was looking for was that lifeline, but I want him to swim to me, and when he swims, I will help him. And did you see his reaction? What happened to him?
The continents changed.
And he broke down. He started right there.
Yeah, very much so.
And so the point was that was the message that he needed. And that was a release. It was a cathartic event, because he finally was able to let go enough. You know, a person doesn't cry. A person doesn't let down their guard when they're in a flight, fight, response corner. They let down their guard, they relax, they release only when they know that they're safe.
Yes, yes.
And he broke down crying, and that, to me, indicated. And you remember what I said to him? I said, you know, just let it go. You let it all out, because that's what you need. And his face after the question and answer session was done, you know, we talked just for a few seconds, but his whole demeanor was different.
Yes, yes. Well, it reminds me, Dr. Bitar, when I had somebody contact me about what direction should I go. I'm getting, and it was similar. This is a pattern that we'll hear again. It's not the only time we'll hear this, because there's a cacophony of music, some of it discordant, even in the natural realm, that's overwhelming to people that are sincere seekers. But they're almost frozen in inability to make a move because it's just too much. And it's the simplicity of the message, and it was consistent. As much as there was, yes, there was medical information, served for the healthcare providers on Friday, but even Saturday was intense stuff with when you were bringing your book to life, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, which is so exhilarating every time I see it. It's so much fun. I love it. Yet when we get to that point where somebody, you know, is asking the question, we get that sense of it, and I remember the answer to that. That person, and we might even cover this on the air, was good. You need to go back, sit quietly, contemplate, meditate, or pray. How many times did you say that as well? After you take a patient in, go over all of their options, and you say, I'm not treating you until you go home to do exactly that. And that person as well, through the radio, through the internet, that same that came back and said, thank God that that was the message. Because even though she was asking all these detailed things, that wasn't really the question.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Robert, remember, when we brought that up, I didn't come out and make that statement. I actually asked in front of the audience, mm-hmm. my office manager, what do we do?
Yes.
She answered it. So they know that was an orchestrated, planned out thing. That is actually what we do. These aren't words. This is how we live every day. This is how our practice operates. And please don't misunderstand anybody that's listening. I'm not trying to get you to come to my practice. I don't need that. I appreciate
yeah,
if somebody
I know.
Wants
you'd rather
to come
be,
just, that's not what this is about.
And you said you'd rather be breeding German shepherds.
Yeah.
That was great.
Well, it's not to say that I don't love what I do, but you know what? The greatest vision that I have, Robert, is when I don't have to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I do this because I don't have a choice. I know I don't have a choice. I know that this is what I was put on the planet. There is such a liberation knowing what your purpose is in life. And I hear
yes.
people talk about, what is your purpose in life? What is your purpose in life? You know, I realized that after 3 times trying to leave medicine on my own accord,
mm-hmm.
and people told me that, well, I'm on the medical board, they start coming after you, and you've already tried to leave medicine. Why don't you just leave then? I was like, because that's different. Nobody's going to push me out. I'm going to leave on my own terms, on my own decision, whenever it's right, the right time. But I'm sure in hell not going to go when somebody's trying to push me out. And the thing was that, for me, the greatest vision is that when I don't have to do this anymore, which means that the world is on the right path. Everybody's getting better. Everybody's getting healthier. People understand the importance of detoxification. People understand how important nutrition is. And we don't have to worry about this anymore. It's all going in the right direction. The problem is we as a society are going off the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God I see now the light at the end of the tunnel. You see the light in the tunnel. Mm-hmm. The advanced medicine seminars are about the entire light at the end of the tunnel. That's what
yes.
this is all about.
Well, and it was completely integrative into the physiological, the emotional, the mental. And we even were able to cover some economic and spiritual, as always. And I love that. And the political, too. And nobody ran away. Nobody was upset by it when I talked about the things about health sovereignty, personal sovereignty. I mean, literally, there was a lot of genuine interest because I think that the connection.
It goes all hand in hand, Robert.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
You can't talk about one without talking about the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, again, it gets me so jacked up when we get together and do that, and I already can't wait for Phoenix, and I hope you're out there listening. If you haven't planned already, you've got time to make plans if you're on the west side, and it'll be easier, but as we hear, people are willing to ride in a car 33 hours to get there with or without horses, so we'll welcome you there, but that's why we're here. Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bitar is on right now. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. I know we promised to talk more about the private groups or things that we can do to get beyond the purview of public health and all of the things that limit our speech and our freedom to bring healing to everybody that wants it. So we'll talk more about that as well. Stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out. RobertScottBell.com, MedicalRewind.com for the archives, and more after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I had a question for you, Dr. Bitar. After seeing you interact with one of the doctors that you trained through AMSPA, Dr. Trowbridge, is that right, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Great,
yep.
Great guy, and enjoyed meeting him. And the way you guys rib each other, you rib him, is there's such a good-natured camaraderie, a brotherly spirit. And I saw it, too, with one of the other doctors. What was the lady doctor in Philadelphia that you had trained that was also there?
Oh, Kashi.
Yeah, and it was just such a nice spirit that was flowing through. It was like, you know, remember when we were all kids on the playground and you'd play together and you knew you could banter and it did. It was just fun, and it's like it was so amazing to see that. Yet there's obviously a high degree of professionalism, and you take seriously what you're doing and that you're helping. But that is so refreshing, and I think that's something that I've, you know, I think one of the times we were talking on the air about that, if your doctor has no sense of humor, quickly run and find another doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, well, it's one of the steps anyway in the book, Robert. So, like I said, I try to live what I preach and try to do that in my office all that I can, but it makes life so much easier when you laugh, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. At a certain point, and I think you find out the kind of week that I had, which today's, you know, today the new week has started, so I don't have to think about that week. But this last week,
yes,
was probably one of the most interesting and challenging weeks that I've had in a very, very long time. And, you know, the intensity of what happened and how it happened, my wife and I have been – we can't cry about it because it's just so absurd that we had to laugh about it. But it was just a strange week.
Mm. Well, and you come out of it with your humor intact. Perhaps that's the thing that allows us to go through some of these difficulties and ride through it and realize there's some great things happen on the other side. I've often, you know, said and experienced in my own life, the greatest difficulties preceded some of the greatest joys. And also, the question then becomes, how do you navigate that without a manic reaction where it goes to an extreme on either end? As much that we want joy, if you live in that state of ecstasy all the time, you'd have no way to relate to others as well.
Well, that's true, and we actually talked about that, too, at the seminar. And I don't know, that's a cue that you're giving me to bring up how we, you know, some of the things we talked about. And yes. We talked about the only way that you can fail is if you quit. And That's one of the things that's a recurring message at the Advanced Medicine Seminars. It's a recurring message in my practice. It's a recurring message to my children, to my staff, that when you're challenged, the only way you can fail is if you quit. Even if you don't achieve it, and your last breath was in an effort to try to achieve whatever you're trying to achieve, you still haven't failed. That's the key, because as long as you die trying, you didn't fail. The only way you fail is if you quit. And when you're dealing with a chronic disease issue, when you're dealing with a health challenge that could ultimately lead to loss of life, you have to do what you need to do. And you need to continue doing so regardless of what the potential consequences are. You have to continue doing it. You can't just give up. If a person gives up, then they've made that choice to transition to the next realm. And we even talked about that, how yes. that is important to allow the person to make that transition to the next realm in a graceful and dignified manner, and not to do it in a way that they lose control, meaning that they have that choice. It's their control. And so many times I see a person that is ready to transition, and they're only in the clinic because they want to appease their loved ones. They're wanting to do it for their loved ones, but they have no interest in being here anymore. And when the family walks out and the patient's in there, they'll tell me, I just want to go. I'm ready to go. I don't want to do this. I'm excited. I've had a patient tell me that they were excited to meet their maker. So, you know, we have to honor that as well. And just because we're dealing with our own potential loss and our own fear of being without that person that we love so much, or having within us the feeling that, oh my God, I won't be able to go on without this person, that's our issue. It's not their issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these things, and recently there was a book, and we covered this, I covered this last week on the air, of a neurosurgeon, high-end neurobiologist kind of guy who was sort of atheistic, like a lot of them can be, because they're so hardcore reductionist and working on the body as a machine. And he had literally died, gone into a coma for a week, and he came back with such experiences of what he called heaven, and he called it proof of heaven. Now, we recognize you can't come back with proof of heaven that you get, here, I'm holding it, show you. But he wrote such a profound book. It's impacting many because sometimes they need to see, oh, well, a PhD or an MD can experience this and communicate it. So now it's not so crazy. But I find it interesting that he would have that experience. I think that's there's a big purpose in that, because a lot of people need to hear that message. And sometimes they'll only hear it if it's wrapped in a certain way with a certain bow and a certain ribbon.
Well, Robert, it's not a unusual or surprising to me at all that he's experienced it, because all humans are going to experience it regardless of what they believe. They're going to experience the same thing. The truth is the truth regardless of how you wrap it and how you, what bow you put onto it. But I think what you're talking about is how others will digest it.
Yes.
If you're talking about the digestibility of the message, once a person who is positioned in a or is in a position of authority or perceived authority,
yes,
you know, high up in that hierarchy with a lot of respect and all the other stuff that goes with it, then when that person gives the message, essentially you're talking about somebody in a leadership position or somebody who's perceived to be in an authoritarian position.
Yeah, position of influence, for instance.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly. That's the right word. The position as a position of influence, then again, they will influence them if their message radically changes, especially when the message is fresh from that particular sector's viewpoint. Because most neurosurgeons are neurosurgeons are not a good example, because most of the neurosurgeons I've met have a tremendous amount of connectivity. They're connected. The ones that I know,
yes,
spiritually connected. In fact, it's really interesting. There is a personality of all the different specialists. For example, general surgeons that are in private practice are usually, you know, either they're really cool guys or they're just idiots. I mean, it's one or the other extreme. Urologists are even referred to within the medical profession as the gentleman surgeons. Urologists are just known to be very cordial, just very relaxed. They're just called the gentleman surgeons. Orthopedic surgeons are just the, you know, the cool dudes. The, you know, they're just happy-go-lucky. And neurosurgeons have seemed to, at least in my experience and from talking to other doctors, they seem to be the surgeons that seem to be more spiritually connected. And so, you know, it's interesting that there's this persona. I don't know whether all doctors have the same impression, but this is what my experience has been. But the gentleman surgeons that's referred to for urologists, mm-hmm. that's very common among the entire medical profession. That's how they're seen. So I'm not surprised that a doctor has experienced that.
He was, though. That's the thing. He was. And I think that's what made the story so profound, because when you come from a place of a complete doubter or atheistic view and suddenly you're transformed by this experience, I think that builds a bridge to certain sectors of the population that maybe need it that way.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. It's absolutely a very powerful, transforming message. But the book that was written by Brian Weiss, Many Lives, Many Masters, a very prominent psychiatrist, I believe he was trained at Yale, he writes this book about his own experience and how he sees what the reality is, and he learns this from a patient as he takes them through regressional hypnosis. And one of the things that he says at the end of the book is that what he came to, the conclusion that he reached and what he realized, he shared this with other doctors in private and found that almost all the doctors he talked to, or a great majority of the doctors he talked to, had experienced the same thing, but had been very hesitant and fearful to share it with other physicians because they were afraid that they would be mocked or ridiculed or, you know, peer pressure. And so they just kept it to themselves. But he reaches a conclusion that he believes that most doctors have had that experience. They just haven't had the ability to or the fortitude to bring the message to life and actually relate to other people.
Yes.
This surgeon, I haven't read his book, but obviously he had that ability to do so. And I would really, what I would find surprising is not that he had that experience, because I think they've all had that experience. I think most of us have had that experience. I think most humans right. at some point have had some type of experience like that. What I do find interesting is that he was able to overcome the reticence
to communicate. I think we're being asked in this time, as of many times or any time perhaps, to be courageous and stand up for what is right. I think that was another message that I loved in the Advanced Medicine Seminar, talking about the righteous action. At one point, one of the slides I used when I talk about your book as well, and even Official Stories by Liam, talking about becoming aware. Once you become aware, then you have to make a decision. What do you do with that awareness? Do you shirk your responsibility and run back to the cave? Yeah. Or do you take that information out, not in an irrational, insane way, but in a way that is appropriate to your sphere of influence?
And beneficial to others, exactly. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And I think that, again, this comes back to the 2013 thing coming up, the golden age. There's more things happening. They're happening faster. People that get sick are getting sicker faster. People that are getting better, they're getting better faster. People that have a message, they're getting the message out faster. And I think that's, again, that increased resonance that's occurring all throughout the planet, actually through the entire galaxy, I guess, through the entire Milky Way.
And remember, people were concerned about us there genuinely. It's like, how can you say that? I mean, are they coming after you? Right? Remember? And you and you said exactly what I was feeling, Dr. Bittar. It's like, the guy that's protecting us is so much bigger than anything. You know,
the one who's got my back is bigger and badder than anybody out there.
Exactly. And that's the spiritual aspect that is so lacking in so many that live and walk through fear. Now, again, we're not telling you to irresponsibly jump into a vat of Ebola or, you know, go down a dark alley. That's not the point. But the resonance of truth, you know, these factual things that have to get out. This is not something you should fear for, although I recognize in certain experiences, if you are not versed in how and when, we talked, maybe you've mentioned this concept of the law of silence, and that is knowing when to speak, knowing when not to, and even what you reference as Buddha said, and I worry about this every time you mention this, is always preach, but never open your mouth. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, I'm very not Buddha-like.
Well,
But he said, but you do live your message, and that's what that quote from Buddha is. Take every opportunity you can to preach, but never open your mouth. Meaning that you live by your actions and allow people to change their way of life based upon what they see you do, not based upon what you say.
Yes.
And I know you, I mean, I've known you for a long time. I know that you do a lot more than actually you talk about on the air. I mean, your fasting and all the different things that you do yourself. You know, a lot of people probably don't even know that you do a lot of that stuff. But the point is that we've got this thing with the Advanced Medicine Seminars that's happening. It's exciting. And it's a blessing, and we're going to make it happen, Robert, and it's happening. And I really want to thank the people that have already attended. I really want to thank the people that have sent in messages and support. We've had a couple of people that have sent us a message saying that I won't be able to be there, or I was going to be there, or whatever happened, and I'll be at the next one. But that support means so much. But it's also there. They're finding it that it's something that they're thanking me for. I'm thanking them for coming. They're saying, what are you thanking me for coming? I can't believe you're putting this on. And it's been such a life transformation type thing for me. And so.
Well, I think what you're trying to say, it's beneficial equally, maybe more so to us, those that come and they give us a gift just by being there, the presence.
Absolutely. It increases my own resonance. It increases my energy. I leave there like I've just gotten my batteries refilled and beyond the full mark. So I had 110% charge.
Yes.
And well, remember Dr. Cashy Rye, before she left, she hugged me and she whispered something. That's what she was saying. She said, thank you for the re-infusion and the reconnection.
Recharging the batteries. Very important. We got to recharge our batteries. We're going to be right back after this. I want to talk about another aspect of the seminars, what you can get, what you can give. And I'm going to ask you to tell your friends, if you already attended, or even if you haven't, let them know if they're in the Phoenix area or anywhere out west. We'll get to that and more after this on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bittar, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed.com.
seed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
I didn't mean that this would be like a seminar review, but I just have to relate what we did and what you did at the Advanced Medicine Seminar, Dr. Batar. So I hope you don't mind us revisiting it. I enjoy thinking about and re-experiencing all the wonderful things that happened there.
You know, I actually appreciate that, Robert, because that way people understand what it's about, and hopefully those that are meant to be there will get the message and they'll be there from what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, and one of the biggest parts for me is two words: living examples. Not only meeting you or other doctors that are there, but maybe sometimes people that have gone through these things and healed. But you even showed some videos of some patients and, of course, of your son. The stories will bring you to tears, and in most cases, all cases, happy tears. But the living example aspect of this is perhaps the most powerful aspect of it, because we can read about it. We can even read the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, and it is awesome, no question. But when you see people that have come through this, it makes real that which you hope or you wish. Could it be? I'll pray for it. Now you see suddenly it is real. The fact that I've done what I've done is because I had a living example in my life that was 10 times, 100 times worse off than I was and recovered because of the principles he applied. I did it, and then I showed other people how they could do it. And that's it, the living example, the most powerful thing you get there.
And they did come to tears. There were many people. When I shared the video on Jamie, when I showed my son's video, there were a couple of different videos that we showed that, you know, you saw the emotional response that people had, the visceral response that they couldn't, you know, keep from experiencing. They couldn't keep others from seeing that they were having. And I think that that's what moves people. It's that it moves the spirit and allows a person to take the next step. It allows them to step out like the movie with Harrison Ford, the Raiders of the Lost Ark, when he couldn't see where he was supposed to go. It was an abyss in front of him, but he was supposed to take a step.
The leap of faith, they said.
The leap of faith, exactly. And I think that's what it allows people to do. It empowers them to be able to take that leap of faith. It empowers them with knowledge. And my goal is, and I think all of our goal is, that they no longer are victims of the system.
Yes.
And that's really what this all comes down to, is that the system makes people victims by keeping certain knowledge from the individual. And as soon as the individual is able to garner that knowledge, they become empowered. And once they become empowered, they can no longer be in that victim state.
And that is it's like an instantaneous shift in consciousness that happens when you see somebody, not just hear about it, not just read about it, but you see somebody that has done supposedly what has been defined for you as impossible. Whether it's to overcome cancer or any other ailment or disease, these are the biggest things. These are this is the reason why the medical board in North Carolina that was fighting you all those years said all of those people that are cured, they're irrelevant. They're irrelevant, because if they are relevant, then we will go poof and disappear.
That's a good way of looking at it, Robert. That's actually, you know, I always thought it's so ridiculous, but you're right. They had no choice but to deny the existence of those people.
Yes.
Because if they admit to their existence, by definition, they make themselves obsolete. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and again, another strange irony here is that they would be the first ones to call us denialist in some way, because we say there are a million ways to cure cancer. If they're not one, there's 100, there's 10 million. And they would say, oh, you're giving false hope. You know, yeah, I love it when they say that, false hope. What the hell is false hope?
Yeah, exactly. False hope. You know, if it's hope, then by definition it can't be false. If it's false hope, then it's not hope. So you can't say that it's false hope, because the two can't synonymously exist. But, you know, I also brought up the president of the AMA who had pancreatic cancer, who stepped down the same month that we went for the final battle with the medical board. And he made the comment. He had pancreatic cancer. He stepped down. He said that, I know I only have a 2% chance to live 1 year because pancreatic cancer has a one-year survival of 2% and two-year survival of 0% with the traditional medical model. And he said, but it's still 2%, and 2% is hope. And the one thing that a doctor should never do is take away anybody's hope. And I was thinking, where the hell was the president of the AMA for the North Carolina Medical Board when they were saying that I was taking away – I was giving false hope?
Right.
So it is an interesting parody, but we know what the truth is. And the truth is that they are struggling to survive, and they are struggling to maintain – their position, which they themselves already realize is obsolete.
Yeah, well, it's the authoritarian go-between between them and some great giant head somewhere, right? This elusive power that you can't get, but we have the answers. You must come through us. And, of course, if anybody else claims to have the answers, they're the false prophets. And, of course, these guys speak with beyond forked tongues. And, of course, when they're faced with their dilemma, life and death, their mortality, suddenly they're all about, you know, the possibilities and the hopes that they deny others.
Well, Robert, you know, this also brings up another point. Did you notice that lady that was sitting, if you're standing at the stage looking back into the audience, she was sitting on the left-hand side, and she was the one who was going into a healthcare profession, I think acupuncture or something. And she said, well, we're not doctors, and we get confused with all these messages.
Yes,
and,
yes. That was an important part of the Q&A, another important point. I'm glad you brought her up.
Yeah, because when she brought that up about, well, I'm not a doctor and I don't understand this, and so we need to know the difference. And I probably was too zealous in the way I answered that question. But I told her, I said, you don't need to be a doctor. And then I gave the example of the president of the medical board who, when I was talking about the glutathione aspect, she cut me off and she said, look, I know what glutathione is, but the use of glutathione in clinical medicine is totally irrelevant. You know, it has no role in clinical medicine.
Hello?
And you know, I mean, it's almost like saying that I don't understand why you're talking about water because water has nothing to do with life. You know, it was that ridiculous of a statement.
Yeah.
It was the most absurd and blatant admission. It was absurd in its context, but it was the most blatant admission that, I mean, she basically said that I'm an incompetent idiot and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She couldn't have said it any more blunt.
Well, at least she was, she came right out and admitted it, right?
And that's the point that I was trying to make to this lady, that look, just because somebody's a doctor doesn't mean they know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And just because they're not a doctor doesn't mean they don't know what they're talking about. The question is, does a message resonate with you, and do you feel the truth or not?
Mm-hmm.
And if you rely upon a doctor, and I hope you remember, Robert, and you and I have talked about this before, but I tell my patients openly, I said, don't trust me what I'm saying.
Yes.
God gave you a brain for a reason. Go out and check what I'm saying. And, you know, how do you know that I may not have an ulterior motive? I want people to challenge. Now, you know, if a person comes up, like I gave that example, the woman that was challenging whether I had a medical degree or not, you know, and the medical degree is hanging over her head where she's sitting, you know, that's a little absurd. And I'm not interested in engaging with people like that. But what my point is that everybody should understand that the one that is most vested in the outcome of their health is themselves, and that they are they should take the most responsibility for doing what's necessary in order to maintain their health or improve their health. If you give that power to somebody else, you have already made a mistake.
Yes. Well, and it's a very powerful message, and it continues to show that you're also that living example. It's not just the videos and the other testimonials that we see there, but you are living that. That's why it's so exciting and fun to get together with you, and that's why people really have a great, great time and are recharged, as are we, by doing this. Listen, I want to take an early break so we have a little extra time. We've got a few more things we have to talk about, including the private club that we promised we would get some people, and I got to get to that as well, and a couple of questions, one from Belgium, one from England. That's the international reach of Advanced Medicine Monday here on The Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know. Everybody's going to say, you and Dr. Bittar, you were teasing us last week when you said you were going to give us a code to access the private group, you know, the private club that would get us out of the public health sector so we would have full freedom of speech to share, whether it be about cancer, autism, general health issues. And I got to see with you, Dr. Bittar, what's coming out. And it's exciting as all get out. That's a southern phrase. Occasionally I throw it out there. But it's very complicated, very complex. There's a lot of layers involved in it. And it looks like we're not going to have the codes ready for my audience, my listeners, like I'd hoped to. And I apologize because I really intended we did last week.
Well, actually, Robert, the site is ready. The only reason we're not going to do that right now is because we want to make sure that we have something separate set up for the listeners of the Medical Rewind or the Robert Scott Bell Show. I want to make sure that we are able to monitor and measure the reach, because that's one of the things we've talked about. So you saw it yourself. You saw how ready we were.
It's spectacular. And the things, like I said, it's not just a matter of entering a code and going, okay, I'm in. You're going to have to look and read this stuff. And I think many of the listeners to the show are going to go, oh, yeah, of course. But at the same time, you're going to be brought through some historical perspectives to say, I really agree with these things, because we don't want anybody coming in half-cocked on thinking it's something that it isn't.
Yeah, and I think that just the portion that they have to be in alignment with, the portion that they have to agree, the basis of which they have to agree to, in itself is empowering. Don't you agree, Rob?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's really stepping into your power. This is not just, oh, I'm going to join a club. Oh, hooray. We're going to have fun and have tea parties. No, you're really stepping into your power here. So it's a major step. I'm not wanting to make it so easy and light, but we want to give you access to it. And that's why it's going to take just a little while longer. We got messages out to get it done. Hopefully after Thanksgiving, we can have it ready for you. So stand by. My sincere apologies. It wasn't our intent to tease you last week. We really felt it would be ready to get you the code today.
Well, Robert, I really like the way you put that. You're stepping into your power. That's exactly what it is. That those are perfect words to describe it. And it is ready. It's going to cost some amount of money. But for the listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show for Medical Rewind, it's not going to cost you guys anything. So that's also part of the reason that there was a delay, because we don't want people that are listening to the show, that are subscribers to the show, to have to pay a single dime to be able to access this information. So that's also one of the reasons that there's going to be a slight delay.
Yep. Okay. So we'll get back to that. Stand by. But I want to get to some questions. Last week I had a question coming in about lymphatic issues, lymphatic swelling. This one came from England. I think you see that there, Dr. Bitar. Of course, there's a lot of general things, but if we can be specific about some things related to painful lymph nodes, groin, and armpit, it doesn't mean you have cancer, does it? I mean, it could mean it's an infection of some kind.
Well, absolutely. But actually, the lymph nodes, remember what their job is. Their job is to filter. So anytime the lymph nodes start to swell up, they're doing their job. Don't think that it's something necessarily bad, because they're doing their job. They're filtering. That's what they're supposed to do. And in that particular question that the person from England asked, some of the things that you can do are to improve your lymphatic drainage. Start doing some type of like a bouncer type of activity, or any type of exercise will help facilitate it. Infrared sauna will help facilitate. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you can do is boost up on some vitamin C. We use a thing called CBNS protocol, which is Cumanda, Berber, Cimento, and Noni. These are herbal extractions, and essentially when a person starts having some upper respiratory type symptoms, or they end up having some swelling in their throat, sore throat, itchy throat, they end up having some lymph nodes that swell up, etc., you know, we put them through a course of this, and all it's doing is it's upregulating the immune system, specifically hitting the viruses and the bacteria. Mm-hmm. And the Cumanda and the Berber are also helping to stimulate the lymphatics.
And move it on out. Now, if somebody genuinely has a diagnosis of cancer and the lymph nodes are swollen, of course, the allopathic docs will just say, let's remove it. Cut it out. It's like, wait, you're going to remove the drainage canal of the body?
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to start messing around with the drainage aspect. I mean, the lymphatics are very important. Specifically, Berber is something that we use to stimulate the lymphatics in that CBNS protocol. And the Cumanda is, of course, for yeast. But bottom line is, you don't want to mess with the lymphatics. You just want to stimulate the lymphatics. You want to increase your lymphatic flow. And I would not necessarily worry about this. Just see if it starts to self-resolve. You know, everything should be good. The descriptions of the groin and the armpits, etc., sounds like it's a viral infection. 90% of the time it's a viral issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's self-limiting.
Sure. And we also talked about silver's stopping viral replication. So there are a number of things that can be done here, so you don't have to panic. But again, we want you to be responsible about the way you go about. Now, we really only have a short time. I don't know how deep we can get on this last question. This comes from Belgium, and he's talking about L-phenylalanine. Of course, that's an amino acid. Now, in aspartame, of course, it's a disaster, particularly for PKU, but beyond that, because there's formic acid, there's methanol. I mean, that's a disaster. We're not talking about that. But as an amino acid, it's a normal amino acid. Some say it actually can reduce pain.
Yeah, I think the question was too about should he use it or should he not? And, you know, I'll give you my broad spectrum answer, Robert. I recommend using, if you're going to use amino acids, use a broad spectrum balanced blend of different amino acids. And I actually recommend brewer's yeast to people as a natural method of getting the branched chain amino acids. And that's how I would leave it. I don't specify a person should use one amino acid over another amino acid. Like in some things, if a person gets a lot of hepatic lesions, I may recommend like cold sores or something like that, or have a lot of
lysine.
Yeah, I'll do the lysine exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's what the example that I was going to use. But there are very few things like that I'll individually recommend one particular amino acid. Otherwise, I say broad spectrum.
Yeah, this particular listener also mentioned Ty Bollinger, of course, our good friend Ty.
Okay, and there's a problem right there.
We knew there was something. He was listening to Ty.
That's the problem.
No, Ty had some great talk last week on the Outside the Box Wednesdays, Dr. Bitar. You'd have loved it, with aspartame. Of course, we know that artificial sweetener is perhaps the most dangerous of the additives among many. There are so many nasty ones, but I think there's been more complaints about that since it was approved all those years ago than any other additive, or all other additives, in fact.
Yeah, aspartame is just absolutely categorically bad, and you just don't want to use that at all.
Exactly.
You see anything with aspartame, throw it away. Don't even give it to your... I mean, don't give it to anybody. Don't even give it to your enemies. Don't give it to animals. Just get rid of it. It's crap. It's garbage. It should not be put in the human body.
Yeah. So, Richard, we appreciate your call with the Belgium, England. I mean, listen, the outreach is global, much less you, the person that came to the Advanced Medicine Seminar from Italy. And you might be considering, because you're listening all over the world, we know it now, coming to Phoenix. There are flights to Phoenix from right all over the world. If not, fly through another city. We look forward to seeing you. Remember, you can go to Advanced Medicine Seminars. There's a calendar there. And all of the upcoming ones, people are already signing up, and maybe you haven't yet, but maybe after hearing today, you can't wait, just like I can't wait for the next one.
Robert, it was really, really cool to see people from all over the world, and I appreciate you bringing this up so many times during your radio show as well, to let people know that there is an option for them where they can come and learn more.
Yeah, and of course, your appointment to be with us, whether you come or not, we're still here every Monday, East Coast time, between noon and 2, and of course, the Advanced Medicine Monday at 1 o'clock, and of course, those of you download it, the 1.2 million of you, unbelievable, and we're greatly appreciative of you spreading the word out, because it is truly fulfilling the mission that we both share here, and that is what? You know what it is, Dr. Bitar.
The power to heal is yours.
Awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.